swinging towards it behind you.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we are here for the concept design meeting. So we will first start by summarizing the previous meeting and the decision we've taken. I will take notes during this meeting so that you can look at my folder to see the summary of this meeting afterwards. So each of you will show us the various investigations they've done during previous hours. We then take decision and concept, and then we will define the next task to be done before the next meeting. So last time we decided to have a simple interface. We also decided to have a wheel to change channel, previous channel button, channel digits. Buttons should be protected by plastic cover or something for the remote control to be very simple. We have also button for volume and to switch on and off the TV. We have also the lightning feature for the remote control to be easy to find. And for fast development and low cost, we have decided to have no LCD nor voice features. So now we'll have three presentations. So the conceptual specification by industrial designer, the specification of the UI by
or UI Hazard.
Okay. And the last point is train watching by market experts. So maybe we can start with industrial design. So this is the presentation. Maybe I can switch slide.
Three slides. I just look at the just on some web pages.
Yeah,
find some automation, and I think the remote control is, as I mentioned previously, you just have a very simple chip, and the user interface is just done usually by push buttons. And in our case, we are using a wheel control, so. I was looking basically for that chip, which is a very, very standard, and I just looked for the wind sensor and the standard touch button. And yeah, we can change. In fact, I have the number of that element, which is very standard for remote control. The touch buttons are usually extremely cheap, but I just have one problem, and this is related with the wind sensor, which seems to be quite expensive.
Okay.
And I think if we could just talk about that, if we really need a wheel sensor, or if we can, like, if we could combine something with the push button.
Okay.
A wheel sensor is 50 times the price of a push button.
But is it a significant price on the world remote control? Because we can afford up to 12 euros for the price of the remote control.
Yeah,
so we'll this with including all possible things, so buttons, wheel, and the chip be lower than 12 euros to produce.
But I don't think that we should talk about the design of the box, so which
needs to also money. Have to but say, did you receive the email about the voice recognition?
That's
no?
You receive the email?
Yeah, we have an email from the manufacturing division that they have basically a voice recognition chip already developed. It says right now they just use it to record answers to particular questions. But I guess
it could be adapted.
What is it possible? Instead of recording the answer, you can just record something simpler.
Okay, and they can recognize some commands?
Yeah, you can recognize commands, you can record new commands and stuff. If you already have it as an additive.
Yeah. Okay, maybe we can just listen to this presentation and then take decision later.
Okay.
According to those news.
But I think it's... So, I haven't written my personal reference. And I just want to mention the problem of the wheel sensor, which is much more expensive than any push button.
Okay.
If we could reduce that, we have already some good things with the backlight of the push buttons.
I have a question about that. What is the purpose of the light?
Just to make something which is slightly more designed, but
yes.
A square box.
You can
with
see
a
the button, but the dark, but in the dark. Yeah, but is it going to be always turned on, the light?
It will be turned on when the user moves the control, I think. Mm-hmm.
If you move it, then you have it.
Mm.
You can see the buttons better, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
But if you move it, you have to have some sensor. When you move it, you detect that you're moving.
As soon as we start to move, the remote controlling that event.
Yeah, but you need another sensor for that.
Yeah. I don't think that this is really expensive, but at the end, it is plenty of. Very cheap devices, but the thing is also.
Yeah, but I expect that also the wheel will be cheap, but it can be very expensive. So.
Yeah. First of all, I was thinking to have a continuous light, and when you press the on button, you have the light on the remote control. When you want to turn off the
but
device,
it can be battery consuming, you know? Why would we discuss that?
Okay. Why one should be in a shared folder?
Yeah.
It was last time I showed.
Let me see. Mm-hmm.
Let's move the slide. So basically, you want very simple, right? It's a major idea, as simple as possible.
Yeah.
So I just look at some current designs on the web of usually more complicated new printers. I just look at two of them, because even though they have many buttons, they look quite simple. And in our case, we just reject the buttons to move.
Yeah.
And we have them separate.
And also, does it fit well? And because it was the wrist problem.
Well, these remotes are quite big. So go to the next page. So they have all these buttons, as you can see. But most of them, we just need the ones in the middle.
Yeah.
So from the bottom of where the the numbers, and then the top until the channel. So this middle track.
Yeah.
And the left one is exactly the same. So it's basically more or less. How like with big volume control, big channel control, and mutant power.
Yeah.
It's a basic thing.
So it's only the central part.
So basically something that will look more or less the same as this one.
Yeah, with maybe a more economic design.
Yeah, if you have for example, I think that the volume and the buttons that are there on the top are not very easy to see something.
Yeah.
On the right side, for example.
Okay.
Because we don't have this input buttons and this other stuff. And I think that the plastic cover is not very good idea because you open it can break, and various things.
Okay.
You just need to put the channel numbers somewhere a bit out of the way.
Okay.
So that I separate a bit, and just to press the big buttons, but it should not be difficult to press the channel buttons either. I think that if you put the cover, it will be more difficult for the user.
Okay.
Usually what I have noticed that people put a plastic cover on things that you normally don't mess with, like buttons for the tuning the channels and stuff like that. I don't forget them. I think it's a thing.
Okay.
I think, this is just the wheel. You could use some wheels can be pushed down. You could use the push down of the wheel for the core if you want. So you could just basically use one, just wheel, and a user could use just a wheel.
Maybe the wheel would be a good advantage over our competitors. Because otherwise it's pretty system on the top because it's very simple. So maybe this force to have more expense on that aspect.
I guess the market research would come out of the top.
Okay. So we can move to the... Is there any question for designer of user interface? Or we can move to the next part, maybe, and discuss afterwards.
Control. So the most important aspect for remote controls is to be fancy and thin and not to come and function and can fail. And the second aspect is that the remote control should be technological innovative.
Okay.
And the third most important aspect is that the remote control should be easy to use. So there are things we have speak about before. So you can go after. And there's a fashion watches company in Lima that have detected the following trend. Fruits and vegetables will be the most important thing for clothes, shoes and furniture. So maybe our remote control has to be food form or vegetable form, something like that. And the material is expected to be spongy. Well, I don't know which material can be spongy and if you...
Is it good also for... I'm certainly that electronics are spongy.
I think it is good also to have a spongy
material.
Yeah, because it's robust.
Hey, that's a cool one. You could say that if you throw it, you have a sensor and you throw it at the television and it turns it off. When it takes a shock.
Yeah.
I know that they do that for alarm clock.
Before, yes. And you know, here, the more important aspect is the fancy you can feel.
Yeah.
After is the technological innovative.
Yeah.
And after the innovative.
Yes. I think it's innovative to use the wheel because I can feel one.
That's right. That's why I think we have to keep that as well.
Yeah, I think it makes it both easy and both innovative. So I think it's a good aspect. And it should
Okay. be able to be cool.
Cool. Fancy.
Yeah.
We have to make it look like food or vegetable.
Yeah.
Maybe a color that remembers something. It's like that.
Well, the obvious thing is a banana, I guess.
I thought about a pin, for example. You know, the pin looks like that. Easy to have in.
And it's ergonomic as well.
Yeah.
But here. Mm-hmm. And it's here, yeah, I think we
Yeah,
we can discuss that. Is there anything you want to add?
Is there any food that is sponsored?
I don't think so. I think we can have like peer is good, fit well or banana, I don't know.
For maybe look and feel, what about a piece of ice with blue LED inside?
But that's not in the train. Yeah. The train is spongy and you didn't go to it.
Not hard metal.
I think spongy is good because it will be robust as well. So I think we can keep the wheel because it's easy, it's innovative even if the cost is a bit higher. And we also have to find a fruit like pear or banana with any other idea you have. What kind of fruit would you like to control your TV with?
Banana
is also
because
yellow, so you can't lost your remote control there. Yeah.
You don't use as a banana.
So the
banana
button,
is
yeah.
curving like that, but when the banana is curving like that,
yeah.
with the wheel on the top,
yeah.
which you control, and here we have which you can push to.
The banana how this curve, yeah. You want here. As a banana fits with the color scheme of our company.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really a good point.
I hope this will be good management bag for the group.
So. So we have to take some decision on those aspects. So, for component. So we have to think about those aspects. Sorry.
So we will just use a standard battery.
Yeah.
And that chip, chip on print, we know exactly what we want to use. What do you mean by case?
I think it's a box that should be spongy, bananas shape.
I mean, for me, if we use a spongy banana case, it doesn't matter. I just want to have something to print to fix my components into that box.
You can be inside the statue.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the buttons on the wheel have to be, I mean, it's spongy, then the buttons on the wheel have to. Then it's going to move, right? So it will bend. So if you tell that the button
is possible.
No, the button would be. In fact, it should be something arch shaped with a spongy cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is.
Okay, arch shaped with spongy cover. And standard battery, okay, chip on print, there's no specific problem, so we agreed to put the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Wheel on the top, button, what do you want in buttons?
Well, usually hold. Okay, we want to be put also for the left hand wheels, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be symmetrical.
Yeah, but it's okay. So let's say that basically you can only take two sides. One of the side where there's a thumb, and the other side where there's
actually
a thumb.
Yeah.
Or you could use this one, but don't know if it's very costly.
This one is more comfortable.
This for the wheel and then this for the buttons.
Yeah, I think it's okay for both right and left.
Mm-hmm. If the left,
I think you can turn it this way as well.
You can do both wheel buttons. Yeah, but if you have buttons and wheel, then when you turn it around, the buttons are on the other side.
You don't see them. Well, you will get used to it. And moreover,
so the buttons have to be clear and the wheel.
The buttons are lighted, so you immediately identify the right side. Because you have light on buttons.
Yeah, I know, but if you hold it with your left hand and the wheel is here and the buttons are here, then when you turn it around, the buttons will be on the other side.
No, I think you will use it only on the right or left hand, whether you're righty or lefty. I think for lefty it's okay. I can do this movement and for righty as well. I think this doesn't change that much.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
So, for interface we said so that we have this banana shape with button on the side. And a wheel on the top. So the color is yellow. I think it's we define everything according to what we should, what the decision we should take. Yeah. So maybe we can work on the aspect until next meeting. So have the final look and feel design according to the decision. And have the user interface design, then evaluate the product. That is to say, check if it fits the requirement given by the users. But according to your presentation, it seems to be okay. It seems to be fancy, innovative, and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So, to prepare the prototype, I would suggest that the industrial designer and the user interface designer work together. That is better, I think. And so you will receive further instruction by email as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, master.
Do you need to add anything?
No.
You feel okay?
Yeah.
You feel free to express what you want to say?
Yeah.
You don't feel too constrained? You don't feel free to answer this?
No, you can look.
Okay, so see you.
I think we can leave the room for tracking people.